Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Favaro.
The Cisco Kid.
Three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's how often bread is served in the average home. And that's why bread, the right bread that is so very important. And once you become accustomed to this little tune...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Yes, when you always remember that, you're getting the finest out of the bread you serve every meal, every day. You see, butternut bread, every loaf you buy, is always of the finest, softest, freshest quality. And we make this claim because we know that butternut is baked to the same uniform standard of highest quality every time. And say, the butternut wrapper shows you its quality before you buy. There's a full, true-to-life picture on every blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt. You can be sure of the most appetizing, most delicious bread when you buy butternut bread. So next time, every time, always buy butternut in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper.
Now the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Frightened Witness. Back in the days when Austin, Texas, on the banks of the Colorado River, was a town of 3,000 population, it fell to the lot of the Cisco Kid to lock horns with one of the worst gangs in Texas. That was in the year of the big rains, when people who lived along the lowlands watched the Colorado's rising turbulent waters with great concern. As our story opens, Cisco is just turning away from the post office window. Pancho's Uncle Jose watches.
Very well, Señor Postmaster. Gracias, just the same.
We not get a letter from Pancho's mamacita, Cisco?
There was no mail at all for us, Jose.
It's too bad. Jose like to know if Pancho leaked those chicken poxes or chicken poxes leaked Pancho.
Well, at last report, Pancho was getting along all right. Well, let us go.
Out into that rain again. Jose not see how it can rain so much.
Oh, Cisco, just a minute.
Young senor called you, Cisco.
Si? Si?
My name's Sim Connor. Maybe you know my uncle, Steve Connor. He's got a small ranch south of town.
Oh, I see. I know Senor Steve.
I just came to Austin a couple of weeks ago to work at carpentering. This letter's from my father, back up in Waco. He was in a cafe and overheard Nate Matton say he was coming down here and set up his headquarters.
Nate Matton, the bandito?
Yeah, but that ain't all, Cisco. A long time ago, my uncle Steve reported a holdup against Matton and had him sent to prison. And my dad heard Matton say he was going to get Steve.
Have you reported that to the sheriff?
Well, no. The sheriff means well enough, but he's kind of a fuss budget, Cisco. It takes him a long time to get going.
You want Cisco to help you, no?
Well, I'd feel a sight better about Uncle Steve if you would, Cisco. And about myself, too. Matton might decide to get me.
Did your father say when the bandito would get here?
Well, according to this letter, he'll be along any day now. We ain't carpentering in this rain, so I'm going to ride out and warn my uncle.
Jose and I will ride to your uncle's place after we get something to eat.
Eat most noon now.
Before you go, you better tell the sheriff about this.
Oh, I will, Cisco. And thanks. Thanks a lot.
Jose, think that young man scared, no?
From what I hear, almost anyone might be scared of this Nate Matton. Come, let us go eat.
Hey, Nate, when are we going to get in out of this blasted rain?
I'll get in out of it when I say so. Honey, you hombres want trouble with me, you keep on talking about it.
We didn't mean no harm, Nate.
Then shut up. We're most of Steve Connor's ranch, Rollo. We'll stop there.
I'm looking forward to that. How about that young squirt of a nephew of his? You going to get him too, Nate?
If he gets in my way, yeah. Head up past Connor's place. Think it's a pretty good headquarters.
Yeah, but we'll have to be mighty careful for a while.
What do you mean, Rollo?
The ranch building set in bottomland. That riverbank was to give way. The water would take them out of there like nothing.
The only bank I expect to give way one of these nights is the Austin Savings Bank.
I reckon you know the town pretty well, don't you, Nick?
Yeah, from one end to the other. All right, come on, boys. Right into the ranch yard.
Hey, is that Connor standing just inside the barn?
There ain't anybody else. Poor. In case you don't remember me, Connor, I'm Nate Manton.
Watch him, Nate. He's got a...
That finishes Steve Connor.
Nate, up on the rise of ground, sitting his horse. That hombre saw you kill Connor.
By thunder, that's Connor's nephew. He'll never live to tell what he saw. Come on, all of you!
It rains so hard now, Cisco.
It may lap for a while, Jose. That river is going to flood.
If the river flood, we write and tell Pancho.
Hey, but let us hope it does not. It can cause too much damage.
Then we write something else to Pancho. Maybe we meet this bandido, and then we write...
Wait, Jose. Whatever.
Hold on.
This Sim Connor. He's riding fast.
Hombres, chase him, Cisco.
This Nate Man's gang, Cisco. They're after me. I saw him shoot down Uncle Steve. Come on now.
Get we'll ride to the ranch, Jose, or Sim.
No, Cisco. Here come bandidos. What do we do?
Ride your horse across the road, Jose. I'll do the same. Come on.
Go. Block the road, no? Now we in for the trouble.
Get them horses out of the road, quick.
Yeah, get
out of there. A momento, bandido. I want to talk to you.
When I say a thing, I mean it, you buzzard. You want to be gunned
down. Make me draw a sword.
Let no one else try to draw.
Mister, you're the first hombre ever shot a gun out of my hand. Who are you?
Who you think he is, bandido? He is Cisco Kid.
Huh? Thought I recognized him from over Arizona way.
I understand your hombres have been doing some shooting, Manton. If they and you have killed anyone, you are going to pay the penalty for it.
You can't threaten me, Cisco.
Also, if you harm young Sim Connor in any way, you will answer to me. Now tell your bandidos to get their horses out of our way. Well, perhaps you would rather draw your other gun, Manton.
All right. Let them throw, boys.
Up, Yaracaba.
Go now.
A poor cat. So he's a Cisco Kid.
Yeah, that's him, Nate.
Well, Cisco knows Cisco ain't going to get away with shooting a gun out of my hand.
He could have plugged you awful easy, boss.
He said he heard we'd been doing some shooting. You suppose he meant Connor?
He must have meant that. Remember that kid stopped for a second and said something to Cisco?
Might not be so good for us if he finds Connor's body.
If I was you, Nate, I'd never let Cisco get away from that ranch alive. If that's where he's headed, and I figure it is. He's a bad one to have against you.
He must have meant Connor. Yeah, I reckon you're right. We'll follow along behind Cisco, and the first chance we get, we'll kill him. Now, one of you hombres, pick up my gun and we'll get going.
Ain't you got started yet, Sheriff?
No, I ain't. Weather like this is all a man can do to keep warm indoors. Not riding all over the dad-blasted country outdoors.
But I told you about that Nate Manton gang, Sheriff. They're here, and they got my Uncle Steve.
They got him? Well, how do you know?
I saw it. Nate Manton gunned him down.
You sure you saw it, boy?
Of course I'm sure. What do you think? Now the gang's after me. They saw me. And unless the Cisco Kid stopped them, they'll be right along.
Now, just hold your horses, boy. Hold your horses. Unless who stopped them?
The Cisco Kid. I was riding back. I met him.
How do you know but what he's one of the gang?
Because I know he ain't. As I was saying, Sheriff...
I don't know he ain't. Fact is, I got my suspicion Cisco's a bandit.
Look, Sheriff, will you please do something? They're after me because I witnessed the killing. Don't you see?
All right. I'll go out to your uncle's place. Does seem as if these confounded bandits could wait for a decent day. Man could catch his death of cold out.
Where can I go to be safe, Sheriff?
Where? What's the matter with right here, boy? Or better yet, I'll put you into one of the cells.
They wouldn't think of looking here for me, would they?
Oh, no, never. Why are you so dad blame scared? Come on, boy, I'll put you in a cell.
Takes Cisco a long time back there. Here's Cisco now. What do you find out, Cisco? Bandidos follow us?
Si, Jose. I wanted to make sure. They are trailing us slowly.
Maybe they're afraid we dry gulch them, no?
Perhaps. Let us ride on to Senor Connor's rancho. This way, but the riverbank is shorter. Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, loco. Santos, Cisco. Look how high river is.
Will not take much to make that river go over its banks.
Water scare Jose, Cisco.
Just like Pancho, eh? But never mind. We'll ride down off this bank in just a moment. This way, they all. Come on.
This way, loco.
Yeah, there's the rancho. Down that little hollow.
Hey, water get loose here. Fill up that hollow just like bull.
Yeah, there's no doubt of that. Well, they have a hole.
Oh, hold on. There is Senor Cisco. On barn floor.
I'm afraid there is nothing we can do for him.
He dead, Cisco?
Si. Those killers.
Which one get him?
Young Sim did not say. Well, let us take the body to town, Jose, and report this to the sheriff.
We report this to sheriff right here, Cisco.
So we can. Now the sheriff can see for himself.
Just as I suspected, you two are here.
What do you mean, just as you suspected, Sheriff?
What do you think I mean? Ought to be plain enough, dad blasted, man lying there, been murdered. Go on now, what's your alibi?
We not need alibi, we not do this.
I told Sim Connor to show you the letter he got this morning.
Yes, yes, he showed me the letter, Cisco, but that don't prove anything.
Comes very close to proving something. Now, let us get this body out of here, Senor Sheriff. Manton's bandidos are coming this way. I do not wish to be pinned down in this hollow.
Oh, no, you don't. Get your hands up. I didn't see nothing of Manton's bandits.
Look, Senor Sheriff, there are two roads here from town,
so... Get them up, I said. I'll take them guns of yours, Cisco. Also yours. There. I didn't come out here for nothing. I've come out here to arrest somebody. Now, turn around and cross your hands behind your back for these handcuffs.
No, Senor Sheriff.
What's that?
I have a great respect for the law, but I have no respect for any officer of the law as bullheaded as you are.
That the way Jose feel, too. Bullhead.
Either these handcuffs go on or I'll...
Mother mia, look. There are the bandidos.
It's an old trick, Cisco, but it won't work. I'm keeping my eyes right on you.
They are going to open fire.
If you don't do like I tell
you... Down, Jose, quick!
Bullet hit the sheriff, Cisco.
Got me in the leg.
Back into the barn, Jose. I'll bring the sheriff.
Dad, blast it all. If I'd known them outlaws was up there...
What do you think I was telling you? There. Now, we'll bandage that wound, Sheriff.
I reckon we can hold them off from in here, Cisco.
For a while. But if they think of turning that river loose, then we are in for trouble.
And with the rushing river close at hand, the bandits are almost certain to think of turning its raging waters loose. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid.
Now you can bring appetizing, satisfying goodness to any diet meal with deliciously different Roman meal bread. You see, this rich and unusual dark bread, baked only by butternut, gives you just 62 calories per slice. Yet it supplies that important touch of real eating enjoyment you need on any diet, with plenty of nutrition, too. Roman meal's flavor is completely different from any other bread. It's a dark bread, that's right. But it's a dark bread with typical white bread tenderness, the richness of rye, the goodness of whole wheat. It's smooth and lastingly fresh. Roman meal gives you that delightful combination of white, wheat, and rye flours, blended with honey and prune juice for extra zest. And whether you're on a diet or if you just plain like good food, try Roman meal. Just look for the bright and attractive wrapper with the Roman meal gladiator emblem. Roman meal bread, baked only by butternut. Fresh at your grocer's every day. Delicious for every meal.
Now back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, The Frightened Witness. As young Sim Connor was riding to escape the Nate Manton gang, he told Cisco and Jose that the gang had shot his uncle Steve Connor. Cisco faced down the pursuing outlaws so Sim Connor could get away, then rode on to the Connor Ranch, which was down in a bottomland hollow alongside the rain-swollen Colorado River. Presently, the sheriff arrived and told our friends they were under arrest. Just then, the gang opened fire, wounding the sheriff in the leg. Now, in the barn.
Jose, give those bandidos a shot or two.
Si, Cisco. We not want them to think we go to sleep. Take that, you polka, you.
Now, hold still, Senor Sheriff. Just a moment.
Oh, bullet didn't touch the bone, Cisco.
No, Sheriff. You are lucky. The bullet went clear through the fleshy part of your leg. There you are.
Oh, thanks. For a bandit, you're a pretty good hombre, Cisco.
Cisco not the bandit. Jose not neither.
Sheriff, I tell you, I did not kill Senor Connor.
Oh, I know that.
You know it?
Why, sure. Young Sim told me at that jail he saw Nate Manton shoot his uncle down, but...
Then why in the name of common sense did you try to arrest Jose and me?
How do I know? Maybe you're members of the gang. Maybe you're with another gang besides this. I don't know.
Why do you like that, Sheriff Cisco?
Sheriff, your reasoning is beyond me, but never mind that now. We must figure on getting away from here.
Bandidos got place surrounded, Cisco.
Hey, you, Cisco!
What do you want, Bandido?
If you want to keep on living, come out of there with your hands up.
Blasted, oh, why'd I leave that nice warm office?
You surrender, Sheriff?
Surrender? No, not by a long shot. We'll fight it out to the last dead brain bullet.
Now you are talking, Senior Sheriff. That is the way Jose and I feel about it.
Well, I'll fight.
If you want us, Bandido, come and get us.
And here another bullet for you.
You coyotes, we'll come and get you mighty soon, too. Open up for the boys.
Oh, something tells me this is going to be rough. But I reckon the three of us can give them Hail Columbia.
Good for you, Sheriff. At least you are a fighting man.
Well, what are you waiting for, Manton? Come on and get us!
It ain't gonna be easy to get them hombres, Nate.
Well, get them. We can wait it out a lot longer than they can in there.
Yeah, but look at that sky. It's getting black again. We're gonna get a regular old cloudburst most any minute, boss.
Look, Rollo. I'm running this outfit, see?
Well, nobody says you ain't, Nate. The boys are hungry. And they're soaking wet. Been wet for hours. Couldn't we let a couple of them at a time go into the ranch house and eat and dry out?
That'll leave a couple of places unguarded. And I ain't taking any chances that Cisco Kid getting away. Or the other two, either.
Have it your way, boss.
You bet I'll have it my way. Hey, look.
What?
Ain't that water slopping over the riverbank? Come on, let's take a closer look.
All right, keep down so they can't get a shot at you.
Yeah, sure enough is water.
Well, what did I tell you would happen if the riverbank give way?
They'd be flooded out.
In no time at all.
How soon you think the bank will give way, Rollo?
You can't tell. Might be an hour, might be a day. Huh. But it's gonna flood sooner or later.
Well, we can't wait to find out when. Come on. We gotta find that Connor Kid and shut his mouth for keeps.
Just what I've been thinking, Nate. He's liable to do too much talking to the wrong people.
If he's dead, he can't do no testifying against us.
What are you gonna do?
Most of these ranches around here keep dynamite on hand. Don't they, Rollo?
I see what you're thinking of, boss.
Answer my question, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. Dynamite and black powder.
Wouldn't take much of a charge to bust that river loose from its banks.
Well, that's the best idea today, Nate. Only trouble is, Connor may have kept it in that barn.
Well, there's one way to find out. Start a couple of the boys looking through them sheds and the house. And if they can't find any on this ranch, we'll find it on another. Now get going.
Santo Cisco, See how black the sky get now.
I am more concerned with what those bandidos are doing over by the bank of the river.
Maybe they think of what you think of, Cisco.
Oh, turning that river loose, huh?
Gee.
Oh, that sure wouldn't be good.
I cannot see too well through the rain, but I think the bandidos are setting a charge of dynamite.
Jose, not like water.
None of us do, Jose. When it comes to that flood.
Oh, what do we do if it come like that, Cisco?
Hope to escape alive, amigo.
Santos, they're going to flood us out. It rained harder now all the time.
Wait, Jose. Mate Martin is holding up his hand.
I'll give you, hombres, one more chance to come out of there with your hands in the air.
We are not going to surrender to you, Martin.
That's your hard luck, Cisco. Let her go, Rollo.
Right away, boss.
If there's going to be last messages for that kid, you'd better let me have them to deliver. We're going after him next.
You'll never find him, Martin. He's in a safe place.
Look, bandidos run from banks.
Madre mía, look at the water pour through that gap.
Jose be drunk, Cisco. Jose be drunk.
Oh, sure is a flood. Look at it.
I will try to rip the board or so from this stall. Here, Jose. Take these boards.
See?
Si. Keep your head above the water.
Oh, gracias, Cisco. But Jose, not like water.
Hang on to those boards, Jose. Sheriff, get out from under the roof. The barn is going to pieces.
I'll fix them out, boss, with this good and plenty.
And I will help you, Sheriff. We'll try to work our way back above the gap in the bank.
Jose, come to Cisco.
See, here. Give me your hand, Jose. Santos is kind of strong. At least the water is not yet over our heads.
Yeah, and it's raining so blasted hard now that scoundrels can't see to shoot.
Right now, this rain is a blessing to us, amigos.
Cisco! Jose, not
to
see you.
Here, I'm right here, Jose. I have hold of your hand again. Now, hold tight. You're almost above the gap in the bank.
Pancho, not believe all this.
Never mind that now. Keep your eyes open, Jose. You too, Sheriff.
No good to keep eyes open. I see nothing but water.
Those bandidos will be watching for us.
Yeah, well, we'll be watching for them, too.
Look, look. Me tree trunk come down in the flood.
Coming right at us. To your right, Jose. Sheriff, quick.
Which way is right?
That way, Jose. You'll be struck unless I knock you out of the way.
Judas, that was a close one.
Cisco, you eat, Jose.
I had to, amigo, or that tree trunk would have killed you. Now, you're getting out of the flood. You can wade up onto the higher ground.
Oh, mighty glad to get out of there.
How's the wounded leg, Sheriff?
Water seemed to make it feel a little better, Cisco, so I... Hey, there's three of them outlaws just above you.
No time like the present to take care of you, bandido. Also you, and you.
Other one coming, guns, Cisco.
Drop that gun on me. Too bad for you, you missed me. You will not have another chance to shoot.
Oh, that's the way to take care of them, hombre, Cisco. I'll get the handcuffs on right away.
Do as you please, Sheriff. But I want to get back to Austin fast.
Where Nate Mountain, bandido? Another one.
They said they were going after Seam Connor. Where is he, Sheriff?
Oh, in the jail, Cisco, in a cell.
In the jail?
Oh, he ain't under arrest. He was scared, wanted to stay there. They'll never find him there.
They may look there, after what you told them. Jose, stay and help the Sheriff. Diablo! You see? See you both in town. Up, Diablo. Ha! Ha!
Where in thunder can that kid be, Rollo?
Blessed if I know, boss. We've looked in the cafes in San Ysidro Street and Brazo Street.
Wait a minute. Let's see if we can figure this thing out.
If you ask me, Nate, we should have stayed out there at Connor's ranch to make sure of Cisco and the fat one and the sheriff.
I ain't asking you. They couldn't get away. The flood had drive them out and the boys had gunned them down.
Well, maybe they...
What was it that sheriff yelled at us about the kid?
He said we'd never find him because he was in a safe place.
Now, what could he have meant by that?
Hey, I got an idea, boss. We was chasing that kid.
Yeah?
And when he got away, he most likely rode right to the sheriff's office in the jail building.
Yeah, most likely, yeah, but what... Maybe he stayed right there in the jail, huh?
The sheriff would figure there's no safer place in the jail.
Come on, just across the street. Huh. You know, there's times, Rollo, when you got a pretty good brain in your head.
I ain't so stupid.
Cells must be out back that way. Wow. Look at that Ain't that cunning?
Sound asleep on the bench.
Hey, you! Wake up!
What time is it? Oh, no!
So you stayed in jail to keep away from us, eh, Squirt?
you wouldn't shoot me down in here, would you? You can't shoot a man down like this, Manton. You can't!
Oh, I can't, huh?
Hey!
Out of my way, Mandel!
Oh, no, you don't!
I said out of my way! Oh, Cisco!
Hey, you meddling coyote, I'll show you!
Not if I can get my hands on that gun, Manton!
Kill you for this, Cisco!
You talk, Big Bandito. You can fight as well, then I have no chance. That's the stuff, Cisco. Give it to him good.
I'll do my best in here, Sim. For this coyote deserves to be whipped.
And you sure did whip him, Cisco.
I'd better take their guns right now.
Cisco! Cisco!
Well, I'll be a dog-eared Maverick. Both them scoundrels out cold.
We leave other banditos out there. Get them later. We hurry to help Cisco.
You sure don't look as if he needed any help. You all right, boy?
Yeah, but unlock this door. Let me out of here, Sheriff.
Now, shucks, what made me lock that door? Force of habit, I guess.
You are just in time, Senor Sheriff. One man leaves the cell, two banditos take his place. In this case, a fair exchange.
Cisco.
Si, Jose.
Jose, write to Pancho tonight.
To tell him all about the excitement, I suppose, eh?
Si. Tell him Mountain gang all in jail. He like that. So will Uncle Cipriano.
So will who?
Uncle Cipriano, the butcher.
I never heard of him before.
Uncle Cipriano is my uncle, Cisco. He Pancho's great uncle.
Oh, I see. And you say Cipriano is a butcher?
Si, he the butcher, Hermosillo. He the very fat butcher, too.
Is Cipriano like you, Jose?
Oh, Cipriano, bigger than Jose. Bigger than Pancho, too.
Santos, that is big indeed. Can you tell me what he weighs, Jose?
Oh, si. Jose can tell you, Cisco.
Well, then, what does Cipriano weigh?
He weighs meat.
Oh, Jose!
Oh, Cisco!
Diablo!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Say, boys and girls, do you like to go to the grocery store with Mother? Does she even let you push the cart around sometimes or carry home the packages? Well, she'd most likely be more than pleased if you'd help her with the shopping, too. And you know you'll always pick up the right bread if you pick up the bread with a picture of the slices right on the wrapper. Yes, sir, just reach out for a loaf of...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
And when you do, you'll be the apple of Mom's eye, and Dad's too. Because man, woman, boy or girl, everybody goes for good butternut bread. That tantalizing aroma of fresh-baked bread, that tender freshness, that full-flavored richness, they're all qualities of the finest bread, butternut bread. And what's more, butternut helps provide you with the essentials you need to keep going strong all day long. So next time you go to the store with Mother, pick up the bread in the blue and white check gingham wrapper, the wrapper with a picture of fresh white slices right on it. Good butternut bread.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.